I'm sorry that I have to stop your fellowship. I know you are enjoying it so much. But we've got a busy weekend before us. And as the brethren at the Associated Bible Students have done so often to you, once again, you will have some 15-minute intermissions rather than longer ones. So this is a work weekend. The very purpose of this weekend is to help you to become conquerors. No, more than conquerors. That's the purpose of it. And that's going to be a tough job. So we need to get to work. I want to start out by saying that there's a number of brethren that have intended to be here that are not able to be here. They ask that their love can be conveyed to you. We have the love from the brethren in Salem, Oregon. They ask that their love be conveyed to you. We have love from Sister Linda Parsons. Sister Linda Parsons had intended to be here, but she is not able to be here because her mother is in the hospital. Sister Gaylene Walker asked that her love be conveyed to you. Sister Alethea Mandel and Brother Elias Mandel asked that their love be conveyed to you. Sister Charlene Amoka also. Brother Donald Englishman asked that their love be conveyed to you. I have a note here from Sister Jennifer Kramer, and they had intended to be here, but she is not feeling well, and they had to stay back. So Brother Breton and Sister Jennifer asked that their love be conveyed to you. And Sister Margie Hagensack intended to be here also, it's my understanding, but she is in the East helping Sister Beverly Lolly out, and she asks that her love be conveyed to you, also Sister Beverly's love there. The Wenatchee area Bible students ask that their love be conveyed to you also, and I'm sure that there's many more. One of the things I was noting this morning when I woke up was the fact that there are several brethren that are not here this year that were here last year that attended either in person or online that have now passed beyond the veil. There's about nine of them. It's interesting there. It makes us want to more and more be more than conquerors. We'd like to open our convention with hymn number 266, which is our theme convention, and then we'll have the Bethel service. We'll ask our brother Dan Larson to have our morning resolve for us. Brother Jim Watkins will have our vow, and our manna will be read by Brother Ed Heidelbach.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in the great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to the divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to steal more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I'll be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that, with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exception in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Our manna for today, August 10th, 2013. If there be any consolation, comfort in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Philippians 2, 1 and 2. What exhortations these are to unity, peace, brotherly kindness, how they suggest to us patience, forbearance, gentleness, helpfulness, and comfort one toward another in the church. That thus the Spirit of the Lord may abound in all, that each may make the greatest possible progress in the right way. Dear brethren and sisters, let us more and more be worthy of the name of Barnabas, the comforter of the brethren. Let us have the Holy Spirit abounding in us more and more, for this is the Lord's good pleasure. that with it dwelling in us richly, we may be all sons and daughters of comfort in Zion, representatives of our Father and the channels of the Holy Spirit as well as of the truth. Our text again. If there be any consolation, comfort in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Thank you, brethren. Doesn't that manna text go nicely along with the very purpose of this weekend?